Year, Indianapolis leaders announced an ambitious goal. By the year 2023, no one will be homeless for longer than 30 days. The plan was built on the idea that to end homelessness, housing must come first. For the last 3 years, a local apartment building called Penn Place has put this theory to the test, and many say it is not going well. For the first part of a two-part series, WFYI's City Desk reporter Drew Donilon spent time at Penn Place to find out what life is like for the people who live and work there.
There's a lot happening at Penn Place this morning. An ambulance is parked outside, here to get a man who's banned from the building, found passed out in a fourth-floor hallway. When I meet Terry Esparza, the property manager, she's rushing into the lobby to confront another non-resident.
Down the road.
One thing is immediately clear. This is an apartment building, not a homeless shelter. A tense exchange starts moments later with a woman in the lobby. She's not a resident, and she uses the sign-in sheet for visitors, but Esparza says she sees her every single morning.
Every morning when I come in. So I know you're spending the night. I know that. You can't tell me you're not because I know you are, and you can't live here.
I understand.
Okay, honey? Okay, darling.
It's nonstop here, as Esparza likes to say it. The 56-year-old manages Penn Place Apartments, a 38-unit building near downtown Indianapolis designed to house and support the most vulnerable among the city's homeless population. She brings me into her office right next to the lobby.
Okay. Have a seat.
Thanks. Penn Place is based on an approach to homelessness called Housing First, a model that's increasingly popular across the country. Proponents argue that in order for issues like drug abuse and mental illness to be resolved, stable housing needs to be in place first. When it opened 3 years ago, Penn Place was the first major Housing First project in the city, and it showed promise, but the apartment building's reputation in the community has plummeted in recent months.
Right now, we're known as a place where people go and die.
This dramatic change, according to Esparza and residents I spoke to, is largely due to the overwhelming number of non-residents getting inside. And many of them come for one reason. A drug referred to as spice runs rampant in the city's homeless population. It's cheap and smokable, usually made from synthetic marijuana or cigarettes. Day and night, non-residents come to Penn Place to buy, sell, and use it.
That is the most harmful drug in Indianapolis that is veered towards the homeless, and it is an absolute shame because the stuff is laced with animal pesticides.
A loud thud interrupts Esparza. She leans in to whisper to me that a resident in the lobby has just collapsed onto the floor.
Gary?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
Do you want to just sit there for a minute, or you want me to have... Don't try to get up. Why don't you just let me get Clifford. Can I get Clifford?
Clifford is the building's maintenance worker, and he's the only help Esparza has in situations like this, because for the last 4 months, aside from Clifford, Esparza works completely alone.
I'm the property manager. I'm the counselor. I'm the psychiatrist. I'm the food person. I'm the person who does their disability. I'm the person who cancels their cards if they get lost or if they get stolen. I mean, I'm doing it all. And it's overwhelming, but it keeps me on my toes.
Security at Penn Place only works at night, not 24/7. That means Esparza, who is 5'0" and 117 pounds, is often in dangerous situations.
So Terry's by herself. You know, she can't secure this building by herself.
Greg Morris is one of the first people who moved to Penn Place. I met him and his therapy dog on the building's front porch.
And when we tell the residents, don't let him in the building. Yeah, okay. And they still let him in. If they got cigarettes, they got food, whatever, they'll let him in.
Morris says Penn Place was great at the start, but predatory outsiders and insufficient security set it back. And as for the support, he says he's used services offered to him and it's helped. But he says the work hasn't been done to reach many of the others.
You can't just drop somebody in a swimming pool and say, swim. You got to give them a life preserver and show them which way to go. This is how you do it there. You go to there, and you'll get there. They need help. We need help. We really need help.
On-site staff used to offer some of that help, but they've since left for reasons I'll explore in the second part of this story. Some residents are still connected to supportive services, but Morris and others say many refuse to use it. Esparza tries to reach those people, but she says some of them, for a number of reasons, are not ready.
We have people out there that need housing, and we have people here that don't deserve to be housed. Plain and simple. I may be getting in trouble for this, and I may lose my job for what I'm about to say, but that's the main facts. People here that don't want housing should not be here.
The developer behind Penn Place, BWI, is looking for a new service provider to work on site. They're also looking to boost security, but funding is tight. Esparza remains hopeful.
My heart goes out to a lot of these residents. There's days where I go home and I'll cry, and I'm upset because there's nothing that we can do. And it breaks my heart. Brings tears to my eyes. But then I look at Greg and I look at Charles, and it makes me smile again because we are making a difference.
For WFYI, I'm Drew Dublin.